For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. On August 13th in Washington, D.C., there will be a mass protest against mass incarceration. And the leader of that march is fellow radio host, Miss Roberta Franklin.
My name is Roberta Franklin, and I am founder and director of Family and Friends of Incarcerated People in Montgomery, Alabama. We have the first annual historic, I might add, family members and friends of incarcerated people march to Washington. It's August 13th from 9 to 12 at Lafayette Park. That's right near the White House. We've called on thousands of family members, activists, organizations, and we hope to be there. We hope that all of you will come out and support this very, very important cause. As I was sitting in Little Alabama, by the way, I live in Montgomery, Alabama, home of the civil rights movement. So you got a lot of little radical women down here that we don't like stuff. We get up and we get moving. So many organizations and so many people who represent the interests of inmates. But in my opinion, some things are getting done, but very little. The prison walls are continuing to grow. They're continuing to lock up people for minimal things. They're continuing to keep people 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, how long is long enough? And as I started to look at that, I wanted to focus on, well, now, who would have more power to do anything about these current situations? Would it be the organizations? Or if we've got 2 million men and women incarcerated, we have an estimated 4.5 million family members of those incarcerated people. These people are not locked up. They are taxpayers. They are voters. They are mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters. Many of them have founded their own organizations. Many of them are very small grassroots organizations who function on little or no money, and they do fantastic work on a local level. So my concept was, let's bring all of these people together under one banner in the same place at the same time, so we can at least let society know, look, these inmates are not by themselves. You know, Dean, they've taken a stance. They've done the tough on crime stance, and, you know, where you slam the doors and we're going to lock up criminals. And that was a political gimmick some years ago. And it, sadly, it has continued to this day. Well, my position, and it still is, the people that are really going to be the ones that make a difference are going to be the inmates themselves and their loved ones and the people, activists, and organizations that work from their heart.
To learn more about this August 13th march on D.C., please visit journeyforjustice.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.